1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
Quiet now.
And now it's time for the Inside Story with Channel 12's three-time Emmy Award winner, Dwayne Gay.
Morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, boys. Last time I was here, Brian asked me what was the shortest amount of time I ever worked at a job.
Yes.
I misspoke. Let me clear the record.
What was your answer? I said
a couple weeks.
And I was doing what?
At an Italian restaurant. That wasn't even close. I hadn't had a chance to think.
Okay, so you rethought this. You want to revise that answer now.
Career, yeah. Okay. And actually, this was a job right after I worked at the truck stop on I-94 at Highway 20 called Highlands. If you ever drove by there, you know it said Highlands Cheese, real big food. Of course,
Eglin's He's Fine.
Yeah, none of the there was never a time I ever
never
went by there or worked there where
it's
all the letters were working.
Documented on an album.
But then, after that summer, I went to college for the first time out of the house, and I had put together a little bit of spending money for college, and it's gone by September, mid-September. I'm out of my mind. We went out every night.
Got to go out now because, you know, when school starts, you got to start studying.
You have to buckle down once it really gets going. So my money is gone.
So you spent all your Highlands money
in a
month.
So I tell this roommate of mine, I got to pick up a gig out here. So by late September,
you're an idiot.
I go down to the...
Sounds like a good time to rake yards, Dwayne. Late September.
Well, I didn't have any experience in that. So I go to the A&W.
All right.
Because I'd pulled a gig down at the A&W in Raymond.
Sure.
Okay.
The AW, as we called it.
Yeah.
So
A&W.
I got experience at the A&W. I know how to put together a teen burger. I know, you know, I can hit the ground running in this job.
You kind of got a leg up.
So I go... Because
nobody else can put tomatoes and pickles on a patty of meat on a bun.
Hey, shut up.
That's skilled labor.
You tried it?
Yeah,
I do it every time I have a hamburger.
We can shortcut the training process.
You're just what they're looking for.
I would think. So I go down, and this A&W in La Crosse is owned by a guy who at the time I thought was a crazed Nazi owner. Of course, now I wish we had more of them. Because he was so demanding. Everything had to be, you know, you had to be prompt and courteous and clean, and the restaurant was spick and span.
And you
so everyone
that was
hated
crazy.
Him. Well, everyone hated him. But now.
That's just insane.
Right.
How dare he?
Did you push the Sundays off thing with him?
I didn't get the chance. Here's why.
Oh, okay.
So
you go in and tell him that you've got A&W experience under your belt.
Well, I threw that out. His name was Rudy. I said, Rudy, I experience in the A&W. I know how to make.
And you have no money.
Menu.
You have
none.
No money.
None.
All right.
None. So he says, all right. So he puts me on the schedule for the last week of September. It's a start.
Mm-hmm.
I worked 3 days, like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I pulled a shift. Things were going fairly well.
Cook? Until you're on the grill or what?
On the grill. That's okay. The only thing I knew. Yeah, how to
okay.
do. And
just checking. I, you know.
Yeah.
How
what do you think
not...
I was doing? Car hopping?
I'm just wondering how you could screw up this making a hamburger. You're cooking. It's the same thing over and over and over. But I'm waiting to see how
was
you.
A car hop.
Okay. All right, so you're back there, you're cooking.
On roller skates. Yeah, so it's the last week of September. Now I get a call from my high school buddies, like all of them. Dwayner, we're coming up to La Crosse for Oktoberfest. Party! Party!
Yeah.
So we're going to get like 30 guys in my dorm room for Oktoberfest, which is a little celebration they have in town there. It's actually a huge
Pretty
celebration.
Pretty huge there, right.
Giant
yeah.
beer tents. Yeah. So,
but you have no money. You can't go. You've got
you
to
work. I think we can see how this is going to go.
Sure.
But as a formality.
So I go to Rudy.
Yeah.
I said, Rudy, for order.
I say, Rudy, I notice you've got me scheduled through the Oktoberfest weekend.
What kind of insanity is this?
Sorry, but I'm not going to be able to.
You've worked there how long? Three days.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it in. I've got out-of-town friends visiting.
Right.
Rudy says, well, of course, then. Let me. How may we accommodate you? No.
Did he apologize? No. Did Rudy apologize and say he was sorry for the oversight?
No, Rudy said, not only can't you have those days, I especially need you on those days.
Yeah.
We're at our busiest on those days. Right. Absolutely not. Not only can't you can't have any of those days off, much less all of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Not to mention he's low man on the totem pole.
No seniority.
Right. You're an idiot.
Imagine what he's thinking.
Right.
Where do you get off? Of course, when you're 18, you don't think about that.
Yeah, but having, you know, been a product of, you know, your dad,
yeah.
you knew something like that wouldn't fly with him, right? Why did you think it would fly with someone else?
Rudy.
I don't know.
Because he was 18.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not thinking.
All right, so what
you know,
happened?
I don't know.
So what happened?
You know, I was afraid of my dad, but it doesn't mean that I constantly did stupid things.
Well.
You know.
Well.
It doesn't mean I wasn't constantly butting heads with him.
Okay.
You know, I don't know that he ever straightened me out, really. We just.
So then Rudy.
He just muscled me under, and I ended up doing what he wanted. But it was always a war.
So.
You know.
So Rudy's explained to you.
You assume that my dad beat some kind of intelligence.
Well, just, you know, you would have known how Rudy was.
Right. I should have.
You know.
I should have.
All right, so Rudy tells you, well, I'm sorry, Dwayne, you're going to have to work.
No, you
those
need to
days.
Work. So, well, all right. So my friends come, and first day they're there, my friends are like, well, all right, woo, let's go down to the beer tents. Come on, Dwayne. I said, I got to work.
Dwayne's putting on his polyester brown pants,
white shirt,
his hat,
cardboard hat.
Yeah, okay.
I got to go to work. And they said, forget it. I said, okay.
And you never went back or?
So I went back the next week to get my check.
Man. Oh,
get paid. Rudy, you owe me for 3 days' work. And this is honest to God truth. His exact quote was, get the hell out of my restaurant.
Wow.
He didn't pay you.
He never
did
went
not
back?
Pay you.
No.
Never went back?
So
as a customer, did you ever dare venture in there?
No. No, I never did. And five or however many years of college, I never went back to that A&W. I didn't. I was afraid. Yeah. So technically, I could still be called into work at Eglin's He's Fod, and that SOB owes me money.
He owes you a sandwich.
Three
anyway.
Days of work.
Yeah.
So 3 days was the quickest.
Penalties and interest. Yeah, you got some.
Get the hell out of my restaurant.
Get the hell out of my restaurant.
Wow.
I didn't even argue with him.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, I just thought you'd
knuckle under to my onslaught of logic. Your sense of right would carry the day.
Okay, I'll go.
All right, get the hell out of my studio,
All right,
Dwayne.
Boys, God bless, be well, enjoy the beautiful day.